Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll follow you, Bill. Something I've been looking at for on and off for a few weeks. It's from Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 16. I haven't fully gone into this yet in one sense, but I just want to read these scriptures to you. Verse 16 says this: "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him." Verse 17 says, the first one, a proud look. God hates it. Number two, a lying tongue. God hates it. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. God hates it. Number four, verse 18, a heart that devised wicked imaginations. God hates it. Number five, feet that will be swift in running to mischief. God hates them. It goes on to say in verse 20, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about your neck." These are the things that God hates. Sometimes we think about bigger things. Sometimes we think about massive sins that happen in the world. And yet there are very simple things that are really deep within us that take root. And God wants to pull out the root that causes you and me to fall, that causes us to begin to stumble, because it's in the beginning of our stumbling that then we become headlong, falling in, and it begins to get worse and worse and worse. And so in our relationship, as we draw closer to God, as we spend time in his presence, we'll not have that proud look of, look what I have done, look how good I am, or look, you know, etc. Because it's all about, look what Jesus has done. Look what God the Creator, has done. You see so much on TV, and we have these, I'm going to say mini superstars or mini stars, as they call them, and you see these people on things like Big Brother, and you think, stars and famous for what? For garbage? For a lying tongue? For a deceitful heart? For a foul mouth? Is that the world standards today? How much we, as human beings, have God's creation fallen from the high place that God placed man? Now we are beginning to be like what Darwin said, animals. We're acting like that. They're being like that. They're being debased and debauched in every way. Do you know why? Because the Creator is not within them. And they are falling in that pit. And they're heading headlong into an absolute life of lost sinfulness. And it starts with the tongue. Starts with that thought. The thought, the tongue. And suddenly then it begins to be the action. But we can turn it with the tongue. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, etc. You know, we have got to take authority. We have got to take control. And the only person that you can take control and authority of at this point in time is, first of all, starts with you yourself. Go and have a look in the mirror and start. Let's all of us go and look in the mirror and take authority of what you see in the mirror. And when you've got authority over that, then we can begin to see God ruling and reigning throughout all of creation. Jesus said, I give to you all power and all authority in his name. Amen. He's given it to us. He's given us the word. He's given us the heartbeat of God. Yes. To speak life. Amen. To speak the right things. To say and do the right things. To act in the right way. In a righteous way. And as we do that, we shall see the kingdom of God coming into our lives, and it will spread into the lives of others, and we shall touch lives. But it's a tough call. It's a tough road to walk for every one of us. It's not easy to walk this walk. If it was, this place would be full and overflowing. You'll find there's more in the local club, the local disco. Easy there. Just fall in with everybody else and just be debauched and base and uncouth and foul-mouthed as everybody else. And you're accepted. But you stand up and say what Jesus said. I am the light of the world. Be the salt. Don't lose the savour. What that means, you know, They used to carry around with them a small bag of salt. And they used to use that, they used to dip it and use that as their flavouring. But after a period of so many uses in dipping it in water to get the saltiness out, the salt, the rock salt that they had lost its saltiness. So when Jesus refers to the salt that has lost its savour, it's cast out and it's trod underfoot. Yeah? Don't lose your saltiness. Don't stop being the light to the world. As Jesus said, he is the light of the world. The light of the world is in you. And so as you have got the light of the world, then be the light. Don't let somebody come and throw a dark cloth over you. No. Don't let somebody come and throw something over you that makes you like them. Yes. You be the light. You be the salt. You give flavor, goodness. Because God hates all these other things. And you know, people may say, well, God's dead. Well, I don't think he is. He's not dead. He shall live forever. The Bible says that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. But thank God, Bill, I'm not a saint. I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm a saint. Because that's what the Word of God says. Saints, to the saints, Paul writes in Ephesus. He's writing to people who are alive. He's writing to disciples, disciplined followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are saints of God. They are saints of God. They're not stained glass windows. They are flesh and blood, and they breathe and speak the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are saints in God, and I am a saint, and I may occasionally sin. I may get a wrong thought, but it is then taking hold of that. Take every thought captive, the Word of God says, and bring it under subjection to the Word of God, Jesus Christ. And as we do that, we are victorious saints in Christ Jesus. We are not sinners anymore. If you're a sinner, then come out here right now. Come and repent from your sins and ask the Lord Jesus into your heart and life and get saved and be filled with the Holy Spirit and be filled with the power of God, and you will become a saint of the living God. Amen? Amen.